There is me. That is Molly. And my three Drugettes. That is Cat, Georgie, and the aptly named Sin. We would start each night in the Gone Wild Milk Bar, trying to whimsy our toll checks on what to do. The Gone Wild Milk Bar sold Milk Plus, which was Milk Plus, a fancy cocktail of something that, when it went to work on your tingly bits, set you into sort of a orgasmic frenzy. You see, ever since the whoopsie daisy, it's been law that every surviving Droog and Droogette must do the old mug and nug at least once every 24 hours. Quite mad, isn't it? It's the replacement pace, they say. Poor Bumpkins are droopsy by the score, and so the powers that be figured the rest of us should pick up the slack. So there are milk bars everywhere to keep us tingly in our tingly bits. Except with me and my Drugettes, the effect is the opposite. After a shot or two of Milk Plus, the mere idea of Nug and Nug is enough to make us blurp in our gullets. It made us quite persona non grata in the milk bars and pubs. Like common scoundrels we were. Not so much as a drop of moisture in our tingly bits. They were scandalized. Oh, my sisters, you should have seen the way the other Nubettes and Drugettes looked at us, sitting there all in our warm's east while all around us played out scenes that would have scandalized Nero himself. We wouldn't so much as take off our Maggie's, lovely. No, not us. Ah, but we were the queer old Bromkers, my lovelies. Most of them couldn't even look us in the eye. We would trapeze the city at night, finding Bunces in the middle of the old in-out, and give them a bit of the ultraviolence. Lord help you, Maria, full of gob. The load is within you, and also in you. Amen. Oh, but my sisters, there were dark clouds on the horizon. There's no freedom these days for mere Drugettes. There is a weepy and tragic and completely sanctity part of my story just now beginning. Come along now if you dare, my lovelies. You see, it was determined by the powers that be that we four Drugettes were a bit mopsy for the times, in need of some tender official correcting. After a whole to-do with judges and a jury, who said very unnice things about your friend, I was sentenced to 13 years hard labor in Fiorina 161. And oh, my dears, the galley of smelly perverts and prostitutes that were in that place were enough to dent the resolve and even the stolidest sour face. Next cell was a Nubette who nogged her own father, then bopped him on the head. The company wasn't the worst part, though. They gave your friend what they call the treatment. Never before had a Drugette suffered as I had. One morning, a doctor came in and told me to undress. When I saw the size of the hypo he was intending to stick into my backside, well, my lovelies, I put up a fight. But soon the needle penetrated my flesh. Oh, it wasn't just the needle in my skin, my sisters. Whatever he injected mainlined to my core. Oh, never before had I felt that kind of emotion. As if every symphony and opera ever composed washed over me at once. Ardor, my sisters, ardor. Oh. But I am a tough drugette, and so I fought. I fought them. Oh, I fought them. Ah! It took four of them to hold me down. I kicked and I spat at them. Even as I did, the cocktail was doing its work. It was working. And there I was, bandling and probiosing, when my body started to betray me. Suddenly, my sisters, I wanted them. I didn't, but I did. You can't imagine the torment that racked my Gulliver as I screamed for them to do it, do it, do it. I never wanted anything so badly as I wanted them inside me. Roughly, I wanted them to rape me. All four of them. While the sick bastard doctor took notes and watched and pulled himself out and added to the spunk to the just added a spunk to the bukkake that would soon follow. And yes, I wanted it all. I wanted it all. I wanted it so bad. I wanted it all. Strapped me to a chair. Leather straps. Do you understand? By then, I wanted leather straps. Can you conceive that I, Molly, the drugiest of the drugettes, could think only of straps and cuffs and leather? That for the first time in my moon years, I found myself using that word. And the doctor stripped me and strapped me, and I told him I needed you in my cunt. And I did. I needed my cunt corrected. And oh, how he corrected it, my lovelies.